Welcome everyone to today's podcast. Today I thought we would talk about kids and how you get your kids involved. You know, for anyone who's a parent out there and who's got young adult children, I thought it, you know, we always try and go that we want the best for our children. We want to get them involved. But when you look at the new generation coming through, I mean, some of the kids coming through, I go, wow, you know, you're just such an inspiration. You're out there, you're doing things, you're investing. And then other kids that I look at, I go, my God, I just want to shake you. I want to kick you up the backside because they have no ambition, no foresight, no anything. So I thought the best thing to do here would, let's have a talk to another couple of parents who I think have done exceptionally well to get their kids motivated and out there doing things. Now, you've probably heard from them before. These are a couple who, when they first started with me, I think their positive cash flow was around about $2,500 a year, which obviously you can't live on. And last time we spoke, I think it was up over the $200,000 mark there. And we started to talk a little bit about commercial and all sorts of other things. But today I don't want to talk about any of that. I want to talk about their kids and how they got their kids involved and how they got their kids motivated to actually want to be successful, want to earn money, want to have assets. So let's introduce them again. Their names are Tony and Marion. Are you guys there?
Yes, we are, Dina. Can you hear us okay?
I certainly can. I'd just like you to talk up a little bit and that'd be great because I've got you on the phone. Now, tell me, guys, how old are your children?
Jared's 24, Chloe's 23 tomorrow, and Jordan is 18 just recently.
Okay, so now the older ones particularly, you've got them going. Let's go back a little bit though, because they must have seen you. Now you've been in business and other things, so they've seen you work hard and you know, sometimes get results and sometimes not get results. Growing up, is there anything you did with the kids, you know, talk about money or you know, get them budgeting or anything around the table?
Not really. I think that I suppose we, not directly, but I think work ethic is certainly installed in all of them. And I think if they haven't got that by their sort of 17 or 18, you know, they probably never will have them, or they may never get it. But certainly our kids have all got fantastic work ethics. So if you give them the basics of some of the stuff that we've been doing, we've obviously sat down with them and showed them the potential in different projects, and then when the project comes to fruition and you can see the profit at the end of it, certainly the stuff we're doing in regional Victoria that Jared's been involved with, he's seen the results. And once they see the results that it can happen, and then I suppose what you need to provide to put into a deal, then, you know, they can see it works. And from there, I mean, even just recently, the last two or three days, Jared's been working on another project in regional Victoria that's just come through that looks really positive. So if you give them a taste of it and they can see it, and certainly that the other one that we're working on with Jared in Victoria is going to be, you know, an unbelievable success for him. So
I think also, Dibna, that as they're growing up, they were involved with our businesses. So, you know, the kids would be out there helping Tony in the vineyard and being involved in the restaurant as well, helping, you know, they were working and they were getting bits of pocket money for that too. So they've always been involved with whatever we've done.
Yeah.
And been rewarded financially, but not you know, over the top, but just so that they can see that, you know, you don't get anything for nothing, I suppose. And like, not too many of us get the opportunity to be handed down, you know, lots of assets or money. So they can see the reward at the end of it. Well, you know, I think that holds them in good stead as well.
So what do your children do for a living? I mean, the youngest one probably isn't working yet, but what do the others do?
So Jared, the eldest one, he's a plumber, fully qualified plumber, and he's just finished his 12-week course doing a personal trainer's course. And I suppose we'll talk about down the track a bit about how both him and Chloe are building a gym, and I've just been over there today installing the Hebel. And Chloe's works for a real estate agent as a personal secretary, and the young bloke's going to uni on Thursday, starts uni on Thursday.
Wow, very good. So let's talk about then, I mean, we've talked about the fact that, you know, you lead by example, and you guys have, you know, have been a great mentor to your children, because you've been out there doing things in real estate now for the last couple of years at least, with good turnaround and good success. I mean, when did you guys start with me?
I think I first saw you, we both first saw you in
2012.
Joined up. Right. One day down in Adelaide. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the night that you had a couple of wines at dinner. That was a time.
Yes, word of warning, never let Tony buy your wine.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's when we joined up, when we went to your one day in Adelaide.
And then I think you met Jared the following year when we took Jared along to one of your one days, just to, I suppose, give him a taste of, what it's all about.
And what was it like for him coming along with you? Because, I mean, he's obviously seen a little bit of action out of you over that 12 months and how you started to focus on different types of property and things like that. What was his reaction? Like, what did he think? Did he want to go in the first place? Did you have to drag him along kicking and screaming or what?
No, not really. I mean, he just, like normal kids, just got, said to me, God, Dad, you talk a lot of rubbish. So cause we did get up on stage that day. I think he's certainly interested in he does want to be a plumber all his life, a bit like, I suppose, Ian's changed, quite a few times, but he doesn't want to be a plumber. He can see that the potential in real estate and, and obviously through what you do and how you teach everybody the different methods and strategies, that he can see a lot of potential in real estate going forward. And like I said, we're working on another project right at the moment.
So you took him along to the three-day boot camp. Now, the three-day boot camp is pretty heavy. I mean, it's called a boot camp for a reason. How did he handle, particularly the first day, which is normally a lot of tough stuff that you just got to know? How did he handle that as a young kid?
No, actually, that's not correct. He only went to the one day, just the one day of your fly around one day. He hasn't been to a three-day boot camp.
Oh, well, you better get him there.
Yeah, well... Yeah, we're just waiting on some free tickets, so no, I'm only joking.
You can bring him along anytime you like, you know that.
But he has been really, I mean, he plays footy, he's the captain of the footy side here, and both of them, all the kids play sport and they're really tied up on weekends, so, and he's the captain. So, yeah, anyway, he will be going along, but it was interesting when we were away in Fiji last year, I think when we had that meeting with you previous to that, about some space that was in front of our shed, and they took it upon themselves, both Chloe and Jared, to while we were away, to really work out a way of putting something on there, and they've come up with this gymnasium. So that's what we're building at the moment, a 24-hour gym, a 220 square metre gym that they're going to run, and both of them are going to run, and we're financing it with a commercial agreement. Obviously they've got to pay us at commercial rates, and so they get a taste of the business, the rates and taxes and insurance, everything else. So it's sort of giving them a really good, and hopefully it's successful. But it looks pretty good at this stage. So there's a lot of interest. So that's their first big step into the commercial side of things.
So go back a little bit. Your son getting into his first deal in regional Victoria. It was a manufactured growth deal that he went into there. Did you help him out with money? Did you make him save it himself? What did you do?
What we did through the learnings, obviously with you and through investor loans, he already had one asset that after we started with you, we bought an old house in the town we live in and renovated that, and we lent him some money to do that. And he had that revalued, and then obviously extracted some equity out of that to go into the next deal. So through investor loans, his equity component came out of the previous renovated house, which was fantastic.
He had a loan on that as well.
So, so that equity then went into that, that's going to be an unbelievable result for him once we get it all finished.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was a manufactured growth deal. What did it cost him to go in, and what will it be worth at the end, do you think?
Oh, it cost him $340 to buy the block joining ours, and then we've turned that into a potentially a five-block subdivision on his, a three on ours, and we're going to combine. We did something a little bit naughty. We bought in his name, but we're transferring that out of his name into our trust. You know, just a, it's a bit complicated, but so the assets held are all in our trust, and we're going to build on the back of that 6 two-bed, 2 bathroom townhouses.
Great.
And that's I hope to get that through on Friday, but we've had a few issues with that. But I think once we do, it'll be an unbelievable result for him. You know, I expect that once it's built and looking at the costings, he'll probably pull between 500 and 600k out of that.
At 25, that's pretty jolly good.
24.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's, yeah. I mean, you know, I suppose it's been a benefit for both of us. I mean, as a father and son and a mother and all that to work together, but he's got his mother's patience, which is not a lot.
And, yeah, that is true.
He's finding it a little bit difficult to, you know, because as
the
we
process of
the process of everything going through council and the DA and the hurdles that we've hit, but we've just had to, you know, keep at it, and it looked like we've made, you know, some serious progress in the last sort of month, I suppose, the last 3 weeks. So it's all looking really good at this stage. So regardless, I mean, it'll be somewhere between, you know, 450 and 600, I think, somewhere, you know, but more likely 500, I'd say.
You know, just having obstacles hit him along the way is good for him anyway.
It's good for it all.
Yeah, because it's not necessarily going to run smoothly, and you know those who succeed are the ones that work out the solution to deal with the obstacles. So that in itself is great learning for him.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, as we've travelled this journey as well, Dima, like you know, not one of our projects, not one of them has been the same, and not one of them has been smooth sailing. Mm. Every one has had different issues. Every one we've had to deal with. So my motto now is no means there's another way of doing it. So we just go a different. If someone says no, you can't do that, we just go on a different tack.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Good advice there. So I remember sitting down with you, like you said, before we all went off to Fiji, and we were reviewing all of your existing properties and looking at inefficiencies within those properties or potential for other things. And you had a commercial block that you used a bit as a toy, didn't you?
For his toys, yeah.
For his toys, yes.
Yeah, a couple of sheds.
Which? Man's got to have two sheds. Man's got to have three sheds. Now a man has got four sheds.
Yes, so long as they're all income producing, I don't mind you having sheds. But it's when they sit there full of junk, I object.
Yeah. No, they're not. It's very useful material.
Not earning you any money, that one there wasn't anyway. So now it is, though.
Yeah,
it is, yeah, for sure. And you know, and that was something that we've really got to thank you for, because you give me a bit of a whack around the ear and said, what are you doing with the front of that block? And so we immediately went out to the neighbours across the road and asked if they wanted some storage space. And then obviously Jared and Chloe, you know, realised that the potential there, and because the town's been screaming out for a gym for 20 years, but no one's been able to provide the land because the land's so expensive in the town we live. So basically the land is zero. So it's just the cost of the building. And, you know, Jared's done a fantastic job, an unbelievable job in getting all the quotes in and nipping this and nipping that and getting, you know, a 24-hour surveillance system for 15 grand instead of 40. And, you know, he's cut a lot of small good corners, but he's trimmed all the prices up. He's done, you know, multiple hours of research trying to get everything to match up. We've given him a budget, and that's it. So, you know, he's done both of them have done a fantastic job in creating, you know, hopefully a great asset for them to be involved in.
Well, it'll be a great income spinner for them. So what did you do there? Did you give them you said you gave him a budget. This is for construction, and basically he then had to do a lot of the quotes and things from there?
Yes, correct. He initially did a mini budget to, you know, an estimate of what got estimate from the builders, what still work.
Bit of a quickie,
A quick one. And we said, right, well, if you can work within that, we'll lend you that X amount of dollars. But once it's fully drawn, it'll be at 6% interest to be paid monthly, blah, 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 and all that sort of stuff. So so they'll lease, you know, we'll own the property, but they will lease the property off us on a commercial rate.
good to hear on a commercial rate, because so many people think they're doing their kids a favour by, you know, spoon feeding them, whereas yep. it's better to teach them how to do it commercially, because they go anywhere else, it's going to have to be at commercial rates.
Well, you get the big world, you know, yeah. no one gives you nothing for, you know, very rarely do they give you anything for nothing. It's always, there's a hidden cost somewhere. So, but I mean, it's basically got to stand on its own 2 feet. And if it can't do that, well, then it just doesn't work. So, so you know, that's been really good. And they've set up, you know, different bank accounts, and, you know, they've got flyers going around town. They've got secret phone numbers where they don't have pre-advertising to see the interest in, you know, to see what the demand was. They had text messages come in and, a few funny ones about how they'd like to see, you know, one in particular was how they'd like to see Jared the hunk doing weights in the one of the girls, but it was actually one of his mates. So anyway, no, it's all good. So they've done a lot of research, and both of them have worked really, really hard on getting it up and going. So it should be completed in about 6 weeks. So yeah, we're really looking forward to the opening of it.
Okay, so your daughter's involved in that with your older son. Your older son's got a great project going there, as you know, that he got into about a year or so ago. What's on the drawing board then for your daughter next? Because she's the next one in line.
Yeah, actually, she just purchased a block of land here in Hope. Tony's been involved with the golf club subdivision, selling off some land, and they had an initial auction back on the June long weekend, I think it was, and there were 10
blocks. Sold nine.
So Chloe's bought one of those with a 12-month settlement.
Yeah, you love to hear that, Dip. There were a 12-month settlement.
Very good.
Just a wee little deposit and licensed to occupy as well. So technically we're going to have the building up, settle on the block and have the house already built, but that won't happen because
she hasn't got enough money.
She hasn't got enough cash just yet, so.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. Yeah. That's good. So she's got builder's terms on the land?
Yes. So because it's a non-profit organisation and we just needed cash flow at some stage, we just spread it out over the 12 months, mm-hmm. probably 18 months to get, we know when we got the cash coming in, so.
Yep.
It's all worked out really well. So it actually was great. It went to auction because then it's transparent. Otherwise, we would be seen to be putting their hand in the till, so to speak. So it was an arm's length. So that was a great result.
Good. Okay. So she's on her way. Now the next one's going to uni. What's the plans for the youngest?
Oh, he's probably spoke to you about it before. He's got a lot of potential in football, and he's been tracking really well for the AFL he's playing league football in Adelaide at the moment, so he's tracking well on that. So see what happens down the track. But yeah, he's going to uni to do
Bachelor of Business Studies.
There you go.
Sports and rec.
Sports and so he's changed a couple of times, but yeah, no, he's very talented and certainly got a big future in, you know, either one of those opportunities is coming his way, I think. So,
something I think is very important for everybody, but particularly for kids, is getting them to see themselves a few years down the track in a position that they could be in. You know, if they can see a path, if they can see a process to get them there, young kids particularly, I think, you know, they've got the guts to get out there and just do it. Whereas, you know, the older you get, people get fear and self-consciousness and all these other stupid things start to come into play.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is too, is that, I can't remember what I was like when I was that young, but this is a long time ago, is that, interestingly, when we were away just recently, and I think I sent you through a photo of Jared and his vision board.
Yeah.
And it just blew me away. That absolutely blew me. And that we had nothing to do with that, not one little bit.
Hmm.
And amazingly, there was about 10 things on there, and about 7 of them were exactly what I've got on ours. So it's just incredible. There was a boat, and, you know, there was very, very similar things to what my visions are. And he's done his own vision board, and it's almost identical to mine. And I just thought that was just, you know, it was just freakish, actually. So, don't know. I think I'll be paying for the boat.
Maybe not. Not if he's 24 with half a million under his belt, you won't be, no.
Oh, he hasn't got that. He hasn't got that yet. No. But I mean that'll obviously go into another, you know, into the next deal, his next deal.
Yeah.
We'll show that, so he extracts it out, or percentage of that out, to go into another deal. So
it's quite interesting because he'll just sit on the computer and he'll look for deals too now. Like our youngest is in Adelaide and we're just renting at the moment. And he said, oh, we need to change this. We need to look at perhaps doing a little two-lot subdivision and doing a couple of units and townhouses. So it's quite interesting. He's always at, you know, looking out for something, some deal.
So we get these links to these properties. Have a look at this, Dad. Have a look at this, Mum. You know, I'm looking all right, you know. I know I've said it before, but, you know, one of the most amazing things that I've ever experienced was when I was in the shed one day and in with Jared, and he's on the phone talking about LVRs and beams and bloody this, that, and the other. I went, wow, you know when you made it when your kids, when they're talking about that instead of sex and bloody alcohol.
Yes, I know what you mean. I mean, I had a day like that when I got so excited when my son rings me up and all he wanted to talk about was sewage lines.
That's right. Couldn't think of anything worse, could you?
But it's like, yes, we did the right thing.
It's the aha moment, isn't it?
You know? It certainly is. I tell you what, my second one now, though, she's pretty jolly good with a feasibility study. She's doing feasibilities on feasibilities at the moment, so that's pretty good too.
I imagine they'll be going. I mean, I can't wait to see and I've said it heaps of times, but I just cannot wait to see those kids at the end of that 12 months. It's just going to be a phenomenal change. It'll be something you can write a book on or do a documentary on, I'm sure, because it'll just be amazing, the transformation of those kids.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, I've taken on six kids, but five teens because two of them are brothers. And we're seeing how far we can take them in 18 months. So they've only just started. Like, they haven't even been with me a month yet. And I am astounded at how the vision of themselves has changed. And that's the thing, because when I had my first interview with them all, and my daughter's one of them, for those who don't know, that...
Rigged. Oh, sorry.
Well, I am the one who was picking them. I set up the whole program to make her do it, basically.
Exactly. I'm just annoyed that Chloe couldn't have been moved to Queensland. I would have loved her.
Yeah,
anyway, no,
but just, you know, when I first did the interview with them, where they saw themselves, I said, you know, what would you like out of the 18 months? What would you like to achieve? And, you know, they'd say things, oh, well, you know, I'd like to buy a unit that I could live in and stuff like this. And we're not even a month in yet. And honestly, they see themselves doing subdivisions and developments, and I want to have you know, four properties by the end of the year, and I like to have this kind of property. And it's like, wow, kids, you know, in the shortest space of time, just how far they've come is amazing.
You know, I'll be interested to see, but I would imagine there'll be a lot of deals with no money down with those guys.
Well, they have to be, because they haven't got any.
Yeah. I mean, there might be some people saying, well, help you out with some money and stuff, but I would imagine they'll be really pushing for no money down deals, and that's where it's going to be just phenomenal what they can produce.
It's actually my daughter who's probably got it the hardest, because I've said I'm not giving you any money.
So
she, you know, whereas the others, they're doing, you know, deals with other people, and some of them are doing family deals and whatever, but for her, she's actually got to do it really tough. And you know, she's got this stubborn head on her that says, I don't want to use anybody else's money. I want to do it this way.
I wonder where she got that from. From mine.
I would have no idea, Tony. It's none at all.
No. That lady on the rock, I reckon.
So tell me, if you were talking to some young kids, just starting out in their early 20s, we'll say, what would you say to them?
I think probably, if I could just say to the parents out there, that before we start on the kids, the parents with kids that they're trying to get involved, you know, I think, and we've been like this with all our kids, I think we have, that we don't push them, but we just give them a little bit of a taste of all of it. And, you know, I think if you push it on them and you push them to different things, that they'll rebel and go completely to 180 degrees. But if you just give them a taste of it, let them see what potentially can happen, and support, that, you know, the results are just outstanding. And for kids out there who are looking to get into to real estate, I mean, if we knew now what we, you know, if we back when we were 23 or 4, if we had even half the knowledge we've got now, it'd just be unbelievable. And I think the other thing is, it's what we really get a lot of satisfaction at is helping others, and showing people the opportunities. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you go, well, here's a deal, or there's a deal, or whatever, but you just say, here's the tools, like you do with us, I suppose, to a smaller, you know, to a far smaller extent, is to show people there's opportunities out there to do no-money deals, vendor finance, all these other options. I mean, you know, 3 years ago, I thought the only way you could buy real estate is you cough up with a deposit and away you go, and then you might get the money from the bank. But to know all the different options that there are out there with regard to, especially within commercial, you know, vendor financing, and or even in residential, but yeah, there's heaps of different tax you can take to create some equity and some cash flow, and, you know, there's the world's your oyster if you want to have a go.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the thing. If you can show the kid what they can do, and, you know, where they could be, and you know, these kids that I'm taking over the next 18 months, you know, they're going to be a great inspiration for everybody to follow them. You know, they've got the I Love Real Estate Community Challenge, where everyone can kind of challenge themselves against the kids. It'll be a really great story to follow. So you can jump on, anyone who's listening, jump on Facebook and follow the kids and see what they're up to. It's the I Love Real Estate Community Challenge Facebook page. And that's got a website as well, where the kids are blogging, or vlogging, as we say, every week on where they're up to and what they're doing. So, you know, watch it.
I honestly believe it's going to be absolutely amazing. Honestly, I just can't wait to see it. I think it's, you know, it's so exciting. I think it's a fantastic initiative that you've done, and it's just, you know, unbelievable.
It's funny. It's funny how just having it as a challenge has inspired so many. I was talking to another one of my young students who must be all of about 22, who couldn't do the challenge. He's over in Perth, but you know, he's registered against the kids, and you know, he's got some ideas going on a particular deal that, if it comes off, that, you know, he could walk away with $500,000 just on that deal.
Yeah, wow.
So, wow. You know, it's like, good on them. Good on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's okay, just, it's awesome. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming on and having a chat. And as I say, I hope that's inspired a lot of parents out there to get their kids involved, and even kids to go, well, you know, if Tony and Marion's kids can be out there at the age of 24 and do a deal that might take a year and a half or 2 years or whatever the deal's taken, and walk away with $500,000, well, they could do that too. So let's inspire some more people out there.
Definitely.
Absolutely, 100%. Go for it.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks heaps for being on the call, and we'll be back again to talk to everybody very, very soon. And as I say, jump on that page and follow the kids. I Love Real Estate Community Challenge Facebook page, and then there's a website there as well. And thanks to Tony and Marion for sharing their family stories.
No worries.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye for now, and we'll catch you again soon.
Bye.